Hello, hello, hello. It is I, Girl in Dungarees, with another work along body doubling sort of thingamajig. I hope you are well. I am well. I am, well, I'm well. I'm fine. I was really sick for like a week with some old health issues that I thought I had under control. That I didn't. Long story short, I was on like a regimen that I thought I no longer needed, but I do need. So back to that, I think, maybe. I don't know. Working with doctors, we'll see what they say. I don't know. But I need to get some work done because I've been. Not, I don't want to say I've been slacking because I've been sick, you know? I haven't been slacking. I've just been ill. So I haven't been able to do my work, which always makes me a little sad because if I love feeling productive. I don't feel like myself when I'm not productive. And productive means a lot of things to me. I can be productive with my dungarees stuff. I can be productive with my 9-to-5 stuff, or I can be, productive in my hobbies, like my reading. I can even be productive with my house and cleaning and taking care of my house and doing projects around the home. I can be productive a number of ways. They don't ha only have to be like the society determined acceptable of productive. I find reading to be productive. Yeah, it's a productive activity to me. Cat's chewing on something. What are you chewing on? Huh? What is that? What is that? Oh my goodness. What is this? I don't know what it is, but she probably shouldn't be chewing on it. Where did you get this? Oh, it's a bit of a hanger. Oh gosh. Nightmare. Yeah. But I've just been like laying in bed staring at the ceiling, scrolling on Instagram reels, and not enjoying my life through the ways that I like to enjoy it, like being productive, doing my hobbies, doing my work, like, yeah. So that's my preamble for this one. Just moving some shit around. Let's get some coffee. Cool. Got my coffee. I got my water. I am fresh off of recording two things for Dungarees. So that's going good. Recording this now. So that's a third thing. So we can just high five for that one. So that means I can move this to the edit tab, right? I can move this to the edit tab. I can add this onto my Trello board in my work along series. Okay. I'll call this one maybe like post sick life reset. And then I'll add the two things, move over the two things that I had just recorded. I can't say one of them out loud to you, though I would love to tell you what I'm going to title it. I cannot say that. Okay. And then the other one is like a. An OC series that I have been writing for a little bit. It's like a rom-com sort of thing where it's like it's so the idea of it is that my character and the listener character are both writers for like a romance publisher. Unnamed romance publisher. And the listener character is like has fallen out of love with the romance industry, and they want to move on to a new genre and write under a new genre, but they have to go to a new publisher for that. And I'm like, no, I will make you fall in love with the romance industry again. And it's like a bet sort of thing. And I'm going to go through, I think it's going to have three different episodes, with the first one being the coworkers to lovers and the bet scenario. The second one being like a GFE, fluff sort of thing, slice of life. And then the last one is going to be a confession, you know, in the rain confession. But it's all going to be like very, very sweet. So it's, I don't know, it's all kind of GFE. But I recorded the first part today. I have written the second part already in my notebook. I just need to transcribe it still. I've got it right here in my notebook. When I don't have access to my computer, I just write it down. I write down my scripts with my hand. And then I'll transcribe them later onto the computer. So I can transcribe maybe right now, if you want to listen along to that. It's pretty mindless work because it's already like written, but I do like modify it a little bit as I'm transcribing it. So I'll do that with you, if you don't mind. Okay. It's really sweet. It's like a cooking sort of thing in the kitchen. Let's see, where is it? Okay. I use so many exclamation marks and like question marks, like, and like I see it so much in my writing. Ah, good water. Oh my God, my writing, my handwriting is so bad sometimes. This is covered and it's like, oh, it's so bad. That's the word, is covered, that I tried to write, but I can't, like, I see the C and the V, and then the rest of it is, like, scribbled. I'm adding some to it now. She's a bit of a tease, I think. She's like not quite a femme fatale. My original like inspiration for her was Blake Lively, basically. Like this is the original notes I wrote were teaching you to like the romance industry by going on fake dates. Descriptions, both writers working for a stereotypical romance publisher. Speaker character is carefree, playfully cool, sexy character a la Blake Lively. Listener character is uptight and regimented by the book's character a la every typical love interest in this sort of scenario. So Blake Lively was my first inspiration, but I think the character I've written is way less carefree and more she's more, I don't want to say conniving because that's not quite it. She is, if you know Gone Girl, she's the main character from Gone Girl if she had used her powers for good, I guess. So she's very tapped in on the psyche of the listener character and knows kind of how they tick and is happy to play with how they tick and kind of cheekily doing it with a smile. I think that's actually a lot of what a lot of my characters are. You write what you know. So, she's great. She's very fun. But she does have that edge of carefreeness. Yeah. But with a little bit of, like, you know, a little bit of Black Cat, I guess, is what they say these days. But a little femme fatale, just a tiny bit of femme fatale. It's like, there's this line. I'll read this to you. You feeling the classic domestic vibe then, huh? Like seeing me covered in a flower apron, working all day on making you your dinner. You like it. There's nothing wrong with that. I knew you were soft to it. That's why I chose it for you. I know romance, but I think I know you better. Like, I don't know if I'm going to play it different when it comes there, but that's what I've just written. And this is supposed to be like the fluffy GFE slice of life, but I can't help but add a little bit of like, she's a seductress. She's a bit of a honeypot, and you should be happy you're on her good side, to all of my characters. Except for the tsundere. I guess the tsundere don't really have that. They have more of a bumblingness to them. I don't write too. Oh, I do write some bumbling characters. But it's not my preferred writing. I like to write. Okay, so let me finish this off. Like the before I wrote that, changed that, it was let me read to you what it was. Like seeing me covered in flower apron or working all day on making you your dinner. You like that, don't you? You want me to take care of you, feed you, cuddle with you, love on you and all that domestic shit? Like it's a little more carefree, I think, than what I've now transferred over to the little more seductress. And the I know romance, but I think I know you better versus all that domestic shit. Like all that domestic shit is very Blake, but I know romance, but I know you better is a little more Gone Girl. It depends on what you like. It really does. Let's see. It my writing is so very much directed by my mood. I'm very much a mood writer, if that's a thing. I don't know if that's a thing. I don't I need to get more into like the writer side of the spaces and see that and see if everybody else and find a more regimented thing. Okay. Let's see, how do I end this? Maybe don't believe me? Really? Supposed to be fluffy domestic slice of life, and I'm like, me delete that. That's not right. Okay. I'll just go and then maybe just just yeah. I'll show you. I know you. I know what you want. What you need, maybe? Show you. And then just end it to the, then it goes into the gendered versions, basically. And it goes on Patreon. It goes off YouTube. Okay. That's done. I'll title it. This is Teaching You Romance Part 2. Okay. And then that goes over. Gosh. Oh. Part two. A rom-com. Name that my labels. Then we get it. Link it. Okay. Insert. Perfect. And then I move that over here. Insert my link. apply. And that goes over in my record. Okay, so that's that. This is script writing. Hey. Okay. Typing, coffee drinking. Feeling a little ill. I'm okay though. I'm okay. I think I just need maybe some food. I've got a lot of stuff to edit. Goodness. Want to know something embarrassing? I can't spell tongue. I can't spell it. It's so hard. I'm like it tough. There we go. No. Ah, shit. There's a U. There's a U there, right? Yes. Okay. It's embarrassing. Okay. Don't make fun of me. Don't do it. Okay, that's good. Let's copy that, link it here. Oh, I need to title that. Bum, 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 bum. There we go, that's a great title for that. You hear the bird in the background too? Sometimes I like to whistle at them. It stopped. Oh, there it is. Okay, it's still there. Sorry, bird. I don't mean to mess with you. Bird's gonna bang against my window. Like, hey! Hey! Oh, I gotta put the hyperlink here. Okay. I'm gonna crack my back. Okay, let's see. Let's look at my plans. Ooh, that's right. I wanted to do a fish out of water for that. I've got a really fun, like, eat the rich idea. My poor self. I've got a Tuesday, what needs to be done for ketchup, and that was, like, before I got sick. Oof. Rip. Rip her, am I right? Okay, there we go. So let's see, I have to edit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 things. Ugh. 7 things to edit. Wow. Let's add my notes for this about the fish out of water. I've been wanting to do an Eat the Rich thing for a while, since like, I don't know, 2 years, I feel like. Let me see if I can find it on my Trello board. Oh, Eat the Rich. Well, that's not gonna find it. Eat the Rich. Yeah. I don't have my original thing on here. I think I must have deleted it. But for like 2 years, I've been wanting to do it, something like that. And I think I finally got it. Yeah. I think I have my notes in my journal thing. Yeah. Maybe I need to lay down some more. It's so tough. But yeah. Thank you for working with me. I hope I helped you work a little bit. I know this is a short one, but I don't want to overexert myself too much. Like I said, I'm still kind of getting better. But yeah, feels good to be at work again. Okay. All right. Talk later.